No winner last night in the Powerball drawing, meaning that jackpot grows to $430 million. Whoa. The winning numbers were 3, 57, 64, 68, 69, and Powerball 15. Next up on Friday, there's a record-breaking Mega Millions. Imagine this. It's now at $900 million, which is the second largest in American history. You could win that and be a billionaire. Like,
holy
what up?
Cow.
What up, Zucky? How you doing, Zuckberg?
Might have to go to the gas station and get one now.
Wouldn't you be shy of a billionaire?
You're going to be so close, Liv. Like,
I know, but like plus taxes and stuff.
Okay, you know what? Don't party poop on my billionaire dreams, okay?
I could technically be like, billionaire.
I'd be like, what do you think about that?
Technically not billionaire. Technically.
Well, technically, yes. You win, you know, billion
dollars. Is today National Hair Award Day?
Sorry. But then, yes, when it's all said and done with taxes and stuff, not so much.
Man, straight up Liv the Web Girl.
Haired. We've got hair on the line.
Sorry.
Yeah, for real. All right, officials confirmed 7 more fatalities in Florida, including at least 3 in Bay County, which is home to Mexico Beach and Panama City. That brings the death toll from Michael in the state to 23. There were also at least 10 people that passed away from the storm elsewhere across the South, bringing that up to 33. Here's the thing that's still kind of sad. More than 1,000 people are missing. Most of those missing are from Panama City, and many are elderly, disabled, and impoverished, or live alone. So there could be more people that are still... we're going to hear about right here. So thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there, all the rescuers, everybody helping them out, doing the Lord's work down there for sure. Can I see your hands real quick? Can you put your hands up in the air here? Let's see. Okay, that's that. Okay, I think you're both fine then. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but I think maybe it is accurate so far. The length of a person's fingers can provide a clue to their sexuality. Women whose ring fingers are longer than their index fingers are more likely to be lesbian. That's according to researchers at Essex University. They looked at sets of identical twins where one of the siblings was homosexual. They found that homosexual twin tended to have a greater difference between the length of their index and ring finger.
Weird.
With the difference most pronounced among women. Exposure to testosterone, they say, in the womb could be linked to differences in finger length and also sexuality. Research has shown that those exposed to higher levels of testosterone inside of the womb are more likely to be bisexual or homosexual. They're all also more likely to have differences in finger length. So I don't know if that's true or not.
I know a pair of identical twins, and one is homosexual and one straight.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do this thing and have them check with the fingers, or just, you know, like say, hey, high five?
For sure. You want to know something? I also saw this article. And I'm not kidding. This is a real article that's published. It's called Gay Face.
Okay.
And it says that people who are homosexual have a different bone structure. Like, they have more their cheekbones underneath their eyes.
Honey, that's called highlight.
No. Shut up.
That's called makeup 101.
They're, like, more, like, sunken in. Like, their eye caves are, like, more sunken in or something.
What?
And these people, the identical twins I know are my cousins.
Like, they look
my
like that?
Distant cousins. And the one that's homosexual does kind of look like that. I don't know if it's true.
It's
not.
Interesting. I don't think this is that true either, but it's research done at an actual university. So it is. I'm always intrigued by stuff, but I mean, I probably could take that or leave that. What do you think about this mom here? She is going to pay someone $65 an hour to take her kids trick-or-treating.
How much?
$65.
I'll
so
do it.
Do it a couple hours and make like $130.
I'm free.
The reason why? Good question, because I thought we might all pick on this mom, but it's a good thing. A single mom in England says she, quote, is very scared of Halloween because of her social anxiety. She says she posted an ad to hire someone to take her 3 kiddos out trick-or-treating so they don't have to miss out because they're finally at that age now where they want to go out and they kind of need to.
That's sad.
And she says, it's so bad. I'm willing to pay somebody $65 an hour if you can do it for me because I just am socially awkward with people, but I'm also scared of like Halloween.
Okay, that's really depressing. Can you tell us something
it's
else?
It's not that depressing.
Yeah, can we end on like a happy note?
That is sad.
Oh my gosh. Nobody died. Calm down. You should have said something
sad. She's missing out on like a big memory.
On her kids' lives.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm sure her kids are sad that their mom's not going with them to trick or treat.
How can you not find that as a positive story that somebody's going to make $65 an hour? That's a good paying job.
I guess.
Man, you guys hating on the economy doing well. And this is something that, I guess it's a sad story. I'm sorry. This is a sad story to me.
You should have switched these around and done the sad ones first.
Well, what's the happy one? There's no real happy stuff.
Gay fingers. Powerball.
Powerball's happy.
No, you made that a depressing topic.
Gosh, I didn't know. I didn't know this is where Joe's Need to Know News was headed.
Maybe just be happier in life. Let me just get to it. Pumpkin spice, it's gone too freaking far. First of all, before I tell you what's gone too far, I like pumpkin spice lattes. Does anybody else in this room?
I don't.
I don't either.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Okay, well then you're not going to be as crushed as I am. Buffalo Wild Wings, listen up. You've gone too far.
Stop.
Buffalo Wild Wings now has, for a limited time, barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
Gross.
The sauce mixes traditional barbecue flavors with pumpkin spice for a, quote, fall taste.
No, thank you.
I think that sounds good.
That sounds disgusting.
Have you ever had pumpkin beer?
Yes, I don't like pumpkin beer. My wife gets it all the time.
See,
she loves Ichabod.
I love pumpkin beer. I feel like that might be good. I'll try it out and let you guys know how it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to try it.
It's the most depressing, hated on, Joe's Need to Know News of all time here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.